We're doing the Rambam's short description of mitzvot. We're up to mitzvah 80, mitzvah pei. And that mitzvah is to redeem the firstborn son. Pei aleph is to redeem the firstborn mule. Pei bet is that if you don't redeem the firstborn mule, then there's a way of slaughtering it from neck down. Pei gimel is that when a person has sacrifices that he's obligated to bring or that he dedicated to bring, he has a mitzvah to bring it on the first holiday that comes, the first regel that comes. Pei dalid is that all sacrifices be brought in the temple. Pei hei is that you bring sacrifices to the temple even from chutz laaretz. You don't sacrifice them anywhere else, you bring them up to the temple. Pei vav is that when a sacrifice has a blemish, you redeem it. And then you use that money to buy a different animal. That animal may now be used for whatever you want. Pei zayin is if you take an animal that was dedicated for a sacrifice, you say, Flossie, I don't want you as a sacrifice, even though no problem with you. I'm going to make Betsy my sacrifice instead of Flossie. When you say Betsy instead of Flossie, that's called Temura. There's a whole tractate called Temura. And there's a mitzvah in the Torah that if you did that, both of them are sanctified. You didn't remove the holiness from Flossie, and you did lay holiness on Betsy. Now you have to sacrifice both. It says you shouldn't do that. You're not supposed to do that. But if you did, that's what happens. Peiches is when you bring a flower offering, the remnants is given to the Kohanim. Peites is that the Kohanim eat the meat of a chatas sacrifice. And Tzadi is that we burn holy meat that got defiled. So what do we see today? We said redeeming firstborn son, redeeming firstborn mule. The firstborn mule that's not redeemed gets slaughtered from neck down. The sacrifices must be brought in the first holiday that you hit. The sacrifices must be brought in the temple. Bring sacrifices that you dedicated in chutz laaretz, bring them to the temple. Redeem sacrifices that got blemished. The temura, when you try to do an exchange, then the second animal gets holiness too as a sacrifice. The remnants of the flower offering gets eaten by Kohanim, and the meat of the chatos and asham get eaten, and we burn holy meat that got defiled. Shabbat.